Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 17. His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Jesus had the proper attitude for worship, and it is described in one word, zeal. Zeal is an inward passion for something. Jesus had it. This verse says he was devoured or consumed by it. Jesus loved the Lord's house. He burned for it. He longed to be there and was righteously angry when others did not treat God's house the same way. Sadly, we don't always display the same kind of zeal for worshiping in God's house. Often our zeal for God and His Word is replaced by laziness, indifference, or even contempt. We often have a zeal for other things, work, play, and sports. How often don't we get more fired up about the big game than to hear a sermon? If given the option, would we prefer catching our limit out on the lake or taking part in a worship service? We can often be zealous for things, just not the most important things. Thank God, Jesus was not like us. The disciples noticed that Jesus was zealous. It is important for us to understand that Jesus was perfectly zealous. This zeal that is so obvious in this verse is the same zeal that drove him all the way to the cross to die for our sins. Jesus was inwardly consumed to obey God's will. In fact, he was so consumed with the idea of saving you from your sins that he was willing to suffer in your place. He was falsely accused. He was laughed at and made fun of. He was beaten and flogged. He was nailed to a cross and died for you. Thank God that Jesus was zealous for us. Through him, we are saved and forgiven. Through him, heaven is our home. And Jesus has just as much zeal now to continue to lead you toward that heavenly home. Dear Jesus, thank you for your zeal in achieving my salvation. Forgive me for my sins and move me to be zealous for you today. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.